4-H, helping those less fortunate. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Christmas is a wonderful time to help those less fortunate than you, and some Tennessee 4-H'ers are giving the gift of compassion to homeless residents this holiday season. Chuck Denny has the story.
It's a case of assembly line precision with a touch of goodwill. These Anderson County 4-H'ers are bag stuffers this day, collecting and distributing Christmas gifts of supplies for the homeless.
Here you go.
Mandy Stevens is the leader of these young and generous volunteers. She believes it's important to help others, especially this time of year.
Because I'm so fortunate. I have wonderful parents. There are other people that they need things like this. Anything I can do to help someone else out, it's a wonderful blessing.
Plastic bags circle the table in rapid handoffs, and the kids fill them with toothbrushes, soap, shaving cream, and other grooming items. Josiah Allen was one of the 4-H'ers here.
Some people don't get Christmas presents. This could be a little present for them that they could use.
These are not your typical Christmas gifts, toiletries instead of toys. But 4-H leaders want these youngsters to learn a lesson here. Items we may take for granted could be life-changing when given to someone in need. Some items collected will go to a deaf school in Mexico. Other bags will be dropped off at Oasis of Love, a local women's shelter, and agencies such as Lost Sheep Ministries, who help the homeless in the Knoxville area. Help is not one of the 4-H's, but that's exactly what these kids did for someone else. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Now, the 4-H'ers originally set a goal of filling 50 bags for the project, but they passed that goal and are continuing to remember what the Christmas season is all about. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.